So this Yom Terah, the blowing of the trumpets, announced these 10 days of awe, because it was here at Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that the high priest went into the Holy of Holies with the blood of bulls and goats and sprinkled them on the mercy seat. And then I think it's, I don't know exactly, it's a few days later, after the high priest comes out, because he doesn't come out if God doesn't accept the sacrifice and forgives their sin. He dies inside there if it's not, if the sins are not forgiven. Okay? So as he comes out, everybody's like, and then in a few days later, they celebrate an eight-day festival called the Feast of Tabernacles, where they are rejoicing and celebrating the goodness of God that their sins have been forgiven. Amen? So here's what I want us to do. You know why I want us to do it? Because I want the kingdom of God to be first in our lives. I want this church to be known as a church that the presence of God is in and that the kingdom is active. People are being saved. People are being filled. People are being healed with the anointing presence of God. Amen? Lives are being changed. What's the sense of having church if nobody's life is being changed? Amen? So, here's what I'm going to do. At Teshuvah, this is going to be next Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we will have a special service. I got to get Jenny here to blow that shofar, okay? Get Jenny here, and we'll minister on repentance. And that will kick off this 30 days of Teshuvah, in which I'm going to fast, and my wife will. And I'm hoping some of you will fast with me. I mean, for 40 days you're not going to eat anything? No, that wouldn't be. You don't go on a 40-day fast of nothing unless God comes down in a burning bush and tells you to. You could die. Okay? But remember Daniel? Turn to the last page there. Remember Daniel? Daniel fasted. And Daniel went on a special fast. Okay. And it says fasting right there in the middle. It says prayer and petition, and down a few lines, it says fasting, right? Daniel ate no choice foods, no delicacies, no Little Debbies, no sweets, cakes, pie, cookies, candy. White bread or white potatoes? Oh, man, I could have done without the white potatoes. I like a potato any way you can cook it. Fry it, whatever. Daniel ate no meat, beef, pork, chicken, or fish. He drank no wine, pop, sports drinks, sweet tea, Kool-Aid, etc. Oh, man, that's kind of tough. I'm going to read this paragraph my little brother's got in here. Daniel gave very few specifics on what he did eat. So the fast is open to your interpretation. Here's what I plan to do, and this is what I plan to do. I'm going to avoid all meat, refined sugar, artificial substitutes, white bread, potatoes, regular pasta, soda pop, regular diet. I will eat fruits, vegetables, whole grain breads, and whole grain pastas. I'll use a little bit of honey, 100% juice, beans. I will also eat eggs. And a very little dairy on a limited basis, okay? Now, being a diabetic, I will probably eat a little tuna every now and then, okay? To that protein, I'm going to probably drink a lot of protein drinks, okay? That's the fast, okay? But if all we're doing is fasting, we're really just going hungry, okay? If you go to the lines above it, prayer and petition. Repent of any sin and believe for victory at this time for any chronic sin or for any habit you might have. Okay? All right. Intercede for family, church, souls, and the nation. Ask God to show you your role in the church. Give you a personal vision. Ask God to give us understanding of how to work together in a corporate vision. Spend some time in meditation listening to God. Take some notes. I never go into the presence of God without something to write with, because he might lay something on your heart you want to write down. Amen. But here's the deal. You're fasting to help keep your flesh under. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, I missed an important part. Daniel Fast Guidelines. Down the third page where it says Daniel Fast Guidelines. You see it? Where it says turn to God. Turn off the TVs, computers, radios, video games as much as possible. Make some time for God and family. Here's one. Read your Bible. I cannot agree with God unless I know his word. Minimize secular activities that consume your time. Establish a quiet time to seek God every day. Listen for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through fasting and prayer, we can get the kingdom of God up there to that top spot in our lives. Amen? I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that everybody in here loves God. But the world has a way of dragging us away from God. Am I the only one? Okay. But here, for 40 days... For 40 days, we want to give God the top spot in our life. Amen? Now, by all means, if you're working, you got to eat something. Let's not be stupid. Okay? Everybody has to drink a certain amount of water every day. All right? Let's not be silly. You with me? You know, Bernie's a diabetic. I'm a diabetic. So there's a certain amount of carbs we have to have. All right? So we're not going to be silly and go, I hate that feeling. Because I'll tell you, when a diabetic sugar crashes, like me, don't let me anywhere near a buffet. Because your body's telling you, you got to have carbs. But it takes 20, 25 minutes before those carbs you put in you registers on your body, and your body says, okay, you're good. Do you know how many carbs I can eat in 20, 25 minutes? Huh? Yeah. So your sugar that was low now is way out of range. Okay. So use your brain. Use wisdom. And, you know, if you don't feel like God's calling you to this, don't do it. It's okay. I still love you. Amen? However, corporately, I believe there's an anointing that each individual has, but I believe there's a corporate anointing. Amen? And corporately, if we do this together, I believe we'll see the kingdom of God moving in these services, in our church. Amen? I don't know about you, but I love every one of you. And I settled the numbers game a long time ago. Pastoring's like driving a bus. You don't control who gets on or who gets off. You just drive the bus. But I will tell you, it's getting a little irritating seeing so many empty seats. One week we got a lot of people here, and the next 2 weeks we don't. You know? So I figure there's nothing wrong with God. Must be my priorities might be messed up a little bit. Amen? So, everybody understand? Anybody have a question? Okay? In their bulletin, I don't know if it's on here, but every time the children of Israel were to have one of these feasts, God told them to call a holy convocation, okay, an assembly. So to honor God, now we celebrate Passover already. And remember, somebody will say, well, those are Jewish feasts. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says these are the feasts of God. Amen? And, you know, Jewish people celebrate these feasts. They still celebrate Passover, and they're still talking about how God brought their ancestors out of Egypt. And they keep it. Man, we know that Passover lamb was Jesus. And through Jesus, the Apostle Paul said, we've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We know who this Passover lamb is. Amen. We should keep it even more than the Jewish people. We have a bigger reason to keep it than they do. Debbie and I, a couple years ago, we went to a Jewish Passover. Boring. Unless we would have drank all the wine they drank, and then there might have been a little pick me up there. But if I drank that much wine, I'd just been asleep. So, you know, it works the opposite. Works the opposite on me. But my point is this: these are the Lord's feasts, and the reason that, well, my whole vision for teaching, for ministering, is to help people grow in their knowledge and understanding of God. Because God is a God of relationships. Amen. And God said in Jeremiah 9:23-24, He said the most important thing is not your wealth, your might, not even your wisdom. But the most important thing is that you know and understand me. And the word know in Hebrew carries the idea of intimacy. It says, and Abraham knew Sarah, and she conceived Isaac. Amen? That's the God we serve. God wants to have that intimate relationship with you. And so all fasting does is it helps us clear our calendar, so to speak, mentally, spiritually, physically, in order that we can hear from God, in order to help turn our priorities around. Help us run harder after God than we do the next new series on Netflix. I'm not against watching a little Netflix. But you know, and I know, that you start watching something on Netflix, and the next thing you've done is you've done watched 20 episodes. Huh? Instead of binging on that, maybe, and I've been just as guilty as any of them. And I'll be honest, my favorite one's Arrow, okay? All right, I'm ratting myself out. But I will tell you this, I never watch it. I never watch it unless I'm walking on that treadmill. And there was days I walked almost 10 miles on that treadmill. Because I watched 7 seasons in about a little over a year, 14 months. I was wearing it out.